We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Oh, buddy, the game has changed a little bit.
What happened?
Open things up. As if it wasn't hard enough to figure out where all this was happening before. Mm. Now, we're adding multiple different places that seem to not count up until last week. Kimmy, it's interesting how that all worked out.
Yeah, but I think we decided this together.
Yeah, we decided this together, even though I took 1 week to put a big smile on my face because it fooled everybody.
It took me to get this going.
No, it didn't.
It did.
You know, he's already picked the city.
He did this.
He picked the ABC neighborhoods like 2 months ago, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember.
So
yeah.
I kicked it off.
No, you didn't. You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's Tuesday. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for Where They Whine. And if you are new to the game, buddy, here's how it works. Kimmy collects all of the neighborhood social media complaints from the apps in every town across the greater Rochester area. Mm-hmm. She removes the street names. She removes the town references. She reads them for us. And because everybody listening, including Tommy and myself, know all about every stereotype for every suburban town here, you're going to tell us where they're whining. But the new wrinkle is...
What's the wrinkle?
We're now including city neighborhoods.
Yes.
Places.
Yeah. You can't just guess the city of Rochester. You have to narrow it down.
So we're talking 19th Ward, South Wedge...
Park Ave.
Yeah, Park Ave, Swillburg, things like that. Because you guessed Corn Hill last week.
Yeah, and I was extremely close.
Yeah, you know what? No. If I pick Brighton and it's Pittsford... I'm wrong.
Yeah, but they touch.
Okay. You know the rules. Mm-hmm. And we'll go over them again in 1 second because there's one very important one.
Okay.
But it's about that time. You ready to get it done?
Yes.
Let's get it done, Kimmy!
Spencer Ford! Yates! Henrietta! Where they whining!
This post starts out. This isn't your personal playground. Our street is not a public park. The amount of people we've seen trespassing along, and then they name a very specific location, through our backyards has gotten out of control.
Cutting through.
From the teenagers out late at night to the daily walkers who think they're on some kind of public path, you should know you're on private property. I'm writing this to get some of my neighbors' attention. We should pitch in to have a large sign made so that we can all make it known that this street is not open to the public. We pay high property taxes to live here, and there's a reason. To everyone else not from here, stay out, or we will report you to the police.
Ooh.
Our cameras will catch you, and your face will be posted to social media. To my fellow folks on... then names the street. Please message me privately if you're interested in splitting the cost of an official trespassing sign.
Wait, hold on. Pause.
An official trespassing, not one of those made up ones.
Can you
that's it. That's the end of the post.
That's it?
Yep. Yeah.
Can you just buy a trespassing sign?
I guess you could have one.
They literally sell signage like that at like Home Depot.
No, but that
sounds
wouldn't be
like this person wants a big one.
But that wouldn't be an official trespassing sign.
Well, there is no official.
Well, like a town
just
could
stay
make
off
a
my goddamn property.
No,
sign.
Like a town could make a no trespassing sign. That's an official trespassing sign. This would be just some dick who went to Home Depot and bought a sign, right?
But I guess it still counts.
Okay, the phone number is 222-6000 if you want to jump in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's a lot to deal with here.
Yeah.
A lot to think about.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking, buddy?
Well, you were going to tell the people something.
No, I already told them that we're adding neighborhoods. We've already added neighborhoods.
No, you're not.
Oh, the rules.
To.
I'm sorry. You're right. I apologize. Don't pander.
It's your rule.
Don't you know? Because you're being pinched. You got to tie the papers
you
up.
Do your thing.
All right. Again. Again.
Yeah.
If you are on hold and you hear your town you were going to pick, either get a new town or hang up. If you say, I was going to say, but now I'll say, we're hanging up on you and none of your guesses count. Because you get one guess.
Okay.
You get one guess, and that counts for you too, you dick.
Yes.
All right.
I get it.
All right. What are you thinking?
Well, it's high property taxes.
Yep. Hold on. Wait. No, let's be fair. Hold on. High property taxes as far as this person believes.
Right.
Go ahead.
It's a footpath area.
Okay.
People, a lot of walking people.
Okay.
Teenagers and sounds like joggers and old folks and that nature.
All right. All right.
Sounds like they're close to like either a park or a trail.
I think that's a good call. Mm. What are you thinking?
Mendon.
Oh. Why are you going Mendon?
Yeah, it could be actually close to actually Mendon Ponds.
Okay, Mendon Ponds.
And people cutting through, walking through the park, wanting to take a shortcut back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Here's why you're an idiot. How many neighborhoods are in Mendon? Because I know, like, Mendon Ponds Park, there are homes that back up to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know how many neighborhoods back up to Mendon Ponds
well,
Park.
Well, you don't know what they consider a neighborhood. Well, but wherever you live, that's your neighborhood.
Well, but they're reaching out to multiple people to try and raise money for this official sign.
But there's neighborhoods around there.
Are there? I can't think of one.
Yeah.
You know, say, I know you can't either because I can see your eyes darting back and forth. You've made a terrible mistake. You already guessed Mendon. You can't go backwards.
By the way, I'm sticking with Mendon.
Okay, you're going to stick with Mendon.
Yeah,
but also,
Mendon.
Yeah, how many towns touch that park?
All of them.
No, not every town touches Mendon Pond. Is it just Pittsford and Mendon that touch that park?
I think it's just Mendon.
No, I know Pittsford touches that park.
It does?
I think so.
I think you'd be wrong.
Okay. Well, you better hope I'm wrong.
Mendon.
So you're going with Mendon.
Mendon.
All right. Here's why you're an idiot. This is not east as
it's
far.
It's a very elitist.
It's not as far east as you think it is.
Then what is it?
It's people who believe they're high end that may not be looked upon as high end by the people that are actually high end.
So who are these high end wannabes?
If you want to talk about neighborhoods that back up to a big old park where people can get confused, there's only one place that pops up, buddy.
What's that?
This is Durand Eastman.
Oh.
This is Irondequoit. They out here whining in Irondequoit. Because look, what
are you taking Durand Eastman or Irondequoit?
I'm taking Irondequoit.
Because Durand Eastman is its own entity.
No, it's not its own entity.
Yes, it is.
No, Durand Eastman is not a town.
It's not. Durand Eastman is an entity.
No, it's the shut up. You're just making up rules now. I'm the captain now.
Well, Kimmy should decide.
Well, I'm sorry. What?
Tommy thinks Durand Eastman is its own town.
No, it's Irondequoit.
Thank you.
But it's a neighborhood, right?
No.
No, it's Irondequoit. It's all a part of Irondequoit.
You know I'm right. And that's
actually
why you're trying to get me out.
It's part of the city.
Some of it goes in the city. Some of
it goes
in
Irondequoit. Okay, so then what did Pat guess?
I'm taking Irondequoit.
Okay, so he's guessing
Irondequoit. But he's saying Durand Eastman.
No,
but he said officially Irondequoit.
I'm taking Irondequoit. I've said Irondequoit 15 times.
This is going to be...
I want this so bad now. I hope you fall on your stupid face.
But if it's Durand Eastman, that's the city. That's what I'm telling you.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Phone number is 222-6000.
When the cops go up there and bust guys, it's always city cop.
Unless it's in the Irondequoit part.
No. That's their jurisdiction, man.
Shut.
They got to turn those grandpas over to the city guys.
Phone number is 222-6000. Where are they whining? I'm done talking to you. Kyle's jumping in. He's on CMF. Kyle, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to say Pittsford.
Why are you going Pittsford?
Because of all the private drives there, she was saying that it's not a cut through.
Okay, so
private drive.
So here's the thing. Pittsford seems a little too on the nose for Kimmy. She knows that Tommy likes to jump on his certain parts. It feels like this was a red herring for that. Also, other than the canal trail, which is its own entity, where would people be cutting through
from? There's a whole bunch of trails.
There's a whole bunch of trails!
There's a trail you could take. I could take a trail from my house all the way to Wegmans.
Does it cut through people's lawns?
Kind of, it goes through backyards.
Mm.
Like you could see people's backyards on the trail,
but you're not in their backyard.
No, but technically, if I wanted to jump back on the street, I could just cut through.
All right, so
he's not wrong.
Okay, all right.
I was also thinking all the golf courses.
Okay, all right, okay. But why would teenagers be on golf courses unless they're having intercourse
Screw
and drinking?
Around.
Okay, all right, fine.
Steal golf carts and finger blast.
Kyle, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, so you don't hate that one?
No.
It's too on the nose, man. If I know Kimmy like I think I know Kimmy.
Yeah, but she's running out of towns, man.
That's not true.
Well, I mean, You're never going to run out of towns. We can overlap towns.
I know, but you haven't yet, have you?
Yeah.
No. No. I don't remember.
We've had Pittsburgh, though.
All right.
222-6000. Dan is on CMF. Dan, where are they whining?
They're whining in Brighton.
Ooh, why Brighton?
They're trying to get to Highland Park.
Okay.
It's a long hike.
I listen.
Well, but here's the thing. I'm trying to think where along the lines of Highland you could walk through somebody's neighborhood to get there.
The whole park pretty much backs up against a lot of Brighton, and if you're cutting through to get to the reservoir to go walk in or smoke a left-handed cigarette.
Oh, yeah. He's not wrong there, bro.
All right, so you're going Brighton? Okay, Dan, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it.
But
all right, I want to point something out.
Okay.
Because we know that we make errors when we do this.
And we're doing it right now.
We are bunching. We are bunching right now. When we start bunching in one part of town, it's always the town you least expect. Exactly. Yep. So if you are on hold, keep that in mind. 222-6000, we've talked to a couple of dudes.
Okay.
Let's get the ladies in here.
All right.
Teresa's on CMF. Teresa, where are they whining?
I'm going to say the city of Rochester.
Okay. Well, we need a specific neighborhood, Teresa.
Okay. So it's the Beach Avenue area.
Beach?
Off of Lake Ave.
All right. So like Charlotte is what you're thinking?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go Charlotte there. Why do you think Charlotte?
I have a friend that lives on the south side of Beach Avenue, and she says the people on the north side are just snooty, and there's a secret sidewalk they never want anybody walking on. It's stupid, but it's real.
Secret sidewalk.
That's my favorite Clapton song, or a Springsteen song.
No,
it's real.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
Secret
it's a real thing.
All right, Tommy, you were making a face when she described people in Charlotte as snooty with cameras and property tags.
I mean, maybe the people that have the houses way up on the lake.
Yes, yes.
That's
right.
It.
All right, yep. All right, look.
I mean, there are some nice houses way up on the lake.
All right, she's not bunching. I mean, that's a good, maybe out of the box guess. Teresa, I don't hate that one. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, there goes Teresa.
What?
I'm just trying to, like, they said high. We pay high property tax. Do people down by the water pay high property tax?
You probably do, because it's waterfront property.
All right. They have waterfront property down by the water?
Yeah, that's where they put it. They put the property down by the water.
Phone number is 222-6000. It's where they whine and wait for Kimmy to get off the phone for a second. We'll reread it for you. It is a high. What are you laughing at? It's not a bad take, though.
Is there a secret sidewalk where I got touched by Joe T?
Where is the... Now I want to know where the secret sidewalk
there
is.
There ain't one, man.
Well, I mean, why? No, Kimmy said there is a secret sidewalk.
All right. I doubt it, but okay.
Hey, Kimmy, we need you over here for one second. I'm sorry. Everyone, sit tight. If you're trying to get through 222-6000, if you could read the Where They Whine In complaint one more time. Thank you so much. If she pulls it up. Just to recap, everybody. Actually, go ahead, Kimmy, if you're ready. Go ahead.
Okay. This isn't your personal playground. Our street is not a public park. The amount of people we've seen trespassing along, and then gives the location, through our backyards has gotten out of control. From the teenagers out late at night to the daily walkers who think they're on some kind of public path, you should know that you're on private property. I'm writing this to get some of my neighbors' attention. We should all pitch in to have a large sign made so that we can make it known that this street is not open to the public. We pay high property taxes to live here, and there's a reason. To everyone else not from here, stay out, or we will report you to the police. Our cameras will catch you, and your face will be posted to social media. To my fellow folks on Blank Street, please message me privately if you're interested in splitting the cost of an official trespassing sign.
By the way, if she takes these pictures, thank you, Kimmy, and posts them online or calls the police, what does she think is going to happen?
Nothing.
I don't know. You're going to be shamed into not walking there anymore.
But I wouldn't even know if I'm a kid. Like, what do I care?
Yeah.
Some old lady.
I don't think anybody cares.
And let's say I go viral. Mm. I'm not going to walk further. You can put my face up there. I don't care.
Like, if you do, who cares?
Yeah, saves me 10 minutes. I'm just going to keep doing it. I don't, whatever. I'm murdering anybody. 222-6000. Tommy's got Mendon. I got a Rondecoy. Kyle's got Pittsburgh. Dan's got Brighton. Teresa's got the secret sidewalk at Charlotte. Let's talk to Alan. He's on CMF. Alan, where are they whining, buddy?
Chi-Lai.
Why?
Black Creek Park. On the west side of Black Creek Park, there's one street, and that one street connects close to the park, and I always see little kids because at the end of the road there's a trailer park.
Well, okay, wait. Well, that kind of blows up the whole "we pay a lot of money to live here" camera thing. If there's a trailer, oh, you're saying the trailer park people cut through
the trailer park is about a half a mile down the road on the other side of the park.
All right.
And I think those kids are always in the park causing trouble, so they're going down the other side and cutting through this one little street. It's one road.
How much time do you spend staring out your window, man? You're really breaking this down.
I hike the park a lot, so I see the kids all the time. They always start fires.
Keeps a dossier.
Too, so.
They always start fires. Hey, when did you become such a lame old man, Alan? Damn kids out here starting fires in a park. I'm hiking.
Yeah. They do it in the middle of the night. Start fireworks in the middle of the park, everything.
All right.
Late at night.
Sounds like a great place.
Alan, I will say this. If you're right, it will be the greatest called shot in the history of where they won. All right?
Hey, let's try it.
All right, Alan, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. I don't hate that guess either. Black Creek's a good call there. 222-6000. Let's try and get a couple more in before we get a reveal. Paul is on CMF. Paul, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to guess Henrietta.
Why Henrietta?
Well, I had a buddy that lived right over by the school. Kids always cutting through yards by the school.
Gotta be it.
And you know, Tommy, as we know, there's only schools in Henrietta where people will be cutting through. Mm. But it said not just kids. It said adults, kids.
And it said high-end property, too.
And, Henrietta, with the exception of the city of Rochester, has the lowest property taxes in Monroe County.
Hey, I'm going with Henrietta.
Okay. All right, you're going to go against all of the evidence that we have in front of us, Paul.
We'll see how it goes.
I love the attitude. Yeah, well, we'll see, won't we? I'm obviously wrong, but I do not want to move. Paul, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Aeroplane glue. 222-6000. Jeremy's on CMF. Jeremy, where are they whining, buddy?
All right, if you're going to break down city neighborhoods by location, I'm going to argue my point, and you can flip out if you want, west of Rondacoit.
You... dick. No, Rondacoit is one town. I was thinking west of
Rondacoit. Well, no, that's a neighborhood. Okay. That's right.
All right, go.
Like Duran Eastman is a neighborhood.
No, it's not a neighborhood.
It's a city neighborhood.
You used to get in,
there is east of Rondacoit and west of Rondacoit, each of which has their own district and have their own set of different property taxes. So I'm arguing west of Rondacoit because the area by the Seneca Park Zoo and all Seneca Park, those trails weave in and out of people's neighborhoods.
Go all the way to the river.
Very easy to walk onto somebody's yard, somebody's street, into somebody's neighborhood, and then wander back onto the trail.
Ooh.
And people up there are older, uptight. They got nothing to do but to write in on these stupid apps. So west of Rondacoit, if you don't like it, I don't ever play the game again. I don't know. I got nothing. That's my guess.
So here's the thing, though, because...
Jeremy's
okay,
gone.
Bye, Jeremy. Because when you say Rondacoit, I assume west of Rondacoit. I assumed your guess was west of Rondacoit.
Kind of was, but I only said Rondacoit. Does that mean I'm forced to take east of Rondacoit?
They are two different styles of neighborhood.
Right, okay, that style doesn't matter.
Yes,
there's a different style of Greece compared to other parts of Greece.
Yeah, there's like bad and worse.
There are three schools in Greece, high schools. There are different school districts in Pittsford, Mendon, Pittsford, Sutherland. Mm-hmm. Pittsford is one town. Mendon is one town.
Yes.
So what's the deal? I mean, if the property taxes, if he's right about that, that's a game changer. Because if you're paying different property taxes living in the same town, even though it's only... Is that true? You pay different property taxes? East versus west of Rondacoit?
Well, depending on the size,
the houses are bigger and more expensive, you pay more property
taxes. Well, no, that's different. I think he meant there was a different tax rate depending
on... Oh, then maybe there is.
Tax talk in the break room.
Yeah.
All right, let's take one more. 222-6000 before we move on. Let's go with Jake. He's got the last call. Where are they whining? Jake, you're on CMF.
Thinking Fairport.
Why
there's tons of parks, trails. Kids are always going in and out.
High end.
People's yards and stuff.
Okay. And
very wealthy neighborhood.
Always complaining. People are always complaining in Fairport.
So Fairport.
All right. Jake, we're going to go with Fairport, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Jake's got Fairport there. Okay. Just to run down the list again.
All right.
Tommy's got Mendon. I've got Rondacoit because it's one town. Kyle's got Pittsford. Dan's got Brighton. Teresa's got The Secret Sidewalks in Charlotte. That sounds like a book my wife would read.
Yeah.
The Secret Sidewalks of Charlotte.
A summer read.
Alan went very specific one spot in Chi-Lai. Paul went Henrietta because they got schools there, and I hear the kids are running through neighborhoods to get to schools. Then got very angry when we confronted him about that. Jeremy wanted to be a dick and went west of Rondacoit.
Mm.
Jake went Fairport. Are we ready to figure it out?
Yeah.
Kimmy, let's make it happen.
Whining!
They Whinin'.
Come on.
And I guess what would be West Irondequoit.
No, wait, that's bull, that's horse.
I don't know what to tell you. It would be, it looks like it's up near the lake somewhere, but it would be technically, I guess, the West Irondequoit School District.
So Jeremy gets
no,
it.
I said Irondequoit
no,
first.
Jeremy called
so if you
want
to get real specific, it would be West Irondequoit.
I was totally thinking Jeremy. Of West Irondequoit when
your
I first, said
Irondequoit. The first thing you said was up by Duran Eastman Park. Then when I called you on the city... you said, oh, no, I said Irondequoit.
No, Jeremy, we have audio.
You were thinking Duran Eastman Park as being part of Irondequoit.
Which it is.
But it is part of Irondequoit.
But then why did you let Jeremy stick with West Irondequoit?
I know, that's he hung up before you could call him.
I was
him
trying
it,
to but, discuss this. Well, no, he did. He said, bye, Dick, or Dickolinas, or Dickos, or whatever,
Dickos,
and he hung up the phone.
Dickos.
Shut up, you.
Dickos.
So, yeah, it's up on the lake, but it's in the, it's, I guess technically West Irondequoit. I thought Irondequoit would have worked.
Because he even talked about the park and
real
the zoo.
Specific,
no, wait, why are we? Why are we? He was deciding.
He literally called it.
He was describing a different part of
he
Irondequoit.
Was, technically,
so I
yeah.
won. Mm-mm. No, he was talking about Seneca Park, which is not what we're talking about. I won. That is mine.
That sounds like it's.
That's two wins!
That's not.
I feel like Jeremy really stole that from you.
No, and I knew he knew what he was doing, too. What a dick. I'm always nice to Jeremy, and he comes in here and he blows this whole thing up. Bro, that's mine. That is mine.
That's seeing it.
And you're also, I said Irondequoit right up front, and then you said City of Rochester. I was always on the Irondequoit train.
God, you were so close, too.
No, I said Irondequoit.
Well, I guess
I
you guys.
Know.
I guess
hold
I
on,
know.
Hold on, Kimmy.
Yeah.
What does the post say? Does the post say Irondequoit or West Irondequoit?
It says. I mean, it gives like the street, so I don't know what that is technically.
Because you let if you really felt
it's
that
the West
way.
Irondequoit School District. That's all I can tell you.
Why didn't you stop him and make another pick before you let him finish his whole rant?
Because you oh no, because he was talking and I tried to stop him, and then he hung up. He said, "El Dick." Kimmy was going to talk. And then he said El Dickolinos, and he left.
He did Dickolinos, yeah.
What are we going to do?
I guess you guys could split
no,
it,
no, there is no splitting. That's two. How do you take my I would have done such a double bird genitals dance.
That's why you're not getting it. I mean, it's not fair to Jeremy, man.
No, it's not fair to Jeremy?
Jeremy's been listening to the show since the beginning of the show.
Yeah, and he just ruined it. He ruined my day.
I think what we've done to him over the years, we ruined that guy.
You're just upset because you picked Mendon and you were wrong, and I called it on the dot. I told you while you were wrong, and then I transitioned, and I specifically said exactly where this went down. Double birds. That's mine. I'm taking it.
All right.
Great. Let's take a break.
Do that to a poor guy.
Let's take a break. Screw him. Whatever.
Struggling.
All right, let's take a break. Right. 6 in 10 Americans believe this, and it sounds insane, but this might be one of the first times where, as crazy as it sounds, they might be right.
Okay.
Because as much as we revere these men and women, it doesn't look like it's hard to be one of these. We'll get into it next in the break with 96.5 WCMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, at first, this is going to sound like another poll where people are idiots that think they can do things they can't actually do. However, when you really sit down and think about it, this might be true.
Okay.
These 6 in 10 people might actually have the skill it takes to do this because it doesn't take all that much talent to do this. You hanging out in the break room, huh? It's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. 6 in 10 Americans think they have what it takes to be an action movie star.
An action movie star. Tom Cruise.
6 in 10 Americans believe they have what it takes to be an action movie star.
Aren't 6 in 10 okay. Americans diabetic? Or have like advanced cholesterol problems?
Thoughts on that, Tommy Mueller?
I think you know where I stand.
Like they could do the stunts or they could really be like a hero?
No, it just says...
They do the stunts.
It says they can be an action movie star because the overwhelming majority... I know it sounds crazy. Here's why they're right. The overwhelming majority of action movie stars don't do their own stunts.
No, but they do some things. Like they have to run, they have to jump. Yeah.
There's a level of... athletic ability, I think you'd have to have.
Yeah, but first of all, you have to look like that type of person. You have to look like you could handle that position.
No, do you? Because Steven Seagal has had a 40-year action movie career.
I understand, and Queen Latifah's been kicking some ass in her late 60s.
There you go.
But maybe that's why. I don't know, can't.
You're proving my point.
Go ahead. I don't think most Americans could run an adult 60 seconds.
But to your point, the amount of old guys now starring in these action movies give that illusion.
Yeah. The fact that The Expendables has multiple movies proves the point that 6 in 10 Americans are absolutely right. They could be an action
movie. So do most men think they look like Tom Cruise? Because Tom Cruise is my age.
Okay, no, hold on.
And he looks 30.
He does. It doesn't say that they are in good shape. It doesn't say that they're attractive. But again...
But they think they could physically pull it off.
But you don't have to. I think you'd be shocked with how much stunt doubles do in these movies.
But I think you'd also be shocked at even the guys that don't do their own stunts, how much physical stuff they have to do. I mean, sometimes they'll just like have you suspended, like on you don't see their cord and stuff.
Well, yeah, because that would make for a pretty crappy movie.
But I mean,
Arnold Schwarzenegger in, stuck to a cord.
How long do you think you could dangle suspended from something?
Well, if I got like a harness on
my... but you're upside down, your face down.
I never said upside down. And again,
upside down in a tube of water.
I don't. Again, we get an illustration of how Tommy thinks all movies are real because none of these million-dollar action stars are doing what you're describing.
Once in a while, they are doing the stunts because you see Tom Cruise doing his stunts, right?
No.
No, but I'm just saying, like, can you just ride a motorcycle?
I mean, I could ride a motorcycle.
Can you ride it 100 and do a wheelie and then for some reason hit the brakes, go in the front wheel, and then turn around and chase the bad guy?
Okay, there's something else that's happening here. Both of you know. Mm. Like, I know Tommy's an idiot. Both of you have bought into this Tom Cruise propaganda.
Well, it was just the first person that came to my mind. But there are other stars where, like, they do, like, a behind the scenes and they show how they actually had to learn, like, jiu-jitsu or, you know, name that.
They get hurt.
Name that specific stunt, and they like they spend so much time training to do it.
Yeah, half of Entertainment Tonight is spent on this.
Okay, so you're telling me that when you watch Entertainment Tonight, you see a 10-second clip of them doing judo training, they probably go there every single day?
They fake it pretty well.
Yeah. You know why? Because it sells the movie, you idiots.
It does make it look good.
So there's an interview I read the other day, because you know how much I hate Tom Cruise. I hate Tom Cruise.
And I don't understand that.
Because he's a psycho, and you buy into all of this crap.
I heard he flies on planes.
He doesn't, though. We found out that was
he flew a goddamn jet.
All right. No, he didn't.
Under a freaking bridge, man.
You look like a psycho with your hair right now.
But he was still waving to the girls in the bikinis.
Tom Holland, that's the guy who plays Goose's kid, right?
No.
What's his name?
That's Spider-Man you're thinking
of,
isn't it?
Okay, who's Goose's kid?
I can't think of the actor's
Mustache
name.
Mustache Sally, whatever his name is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't think of it.
So he did an interview where he was on set, and he got really sick. Because Miles Teller, thank you. He went to the doctor and they found jet fuel in his bloodstream.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sounds bad, right? And he went to Tom Cruise and he said, jet fuel in my bloodstream. And Tom Cruise said something along the lines of, yeah, I was born with that. Doesn't that make Tom Cruise sound cool?
Yeah.
And that's a totally plausible story. Shut up. And you read that and go, wow, that's got to be real. That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see Top Gun 2. That's awesome. Look, I wish I was
those guys had to go train legitimately that they like how they do for Top Gun school.
You sound like my daughter. Did you know that when dinosaurs from the earth ate all the chocolate?
They had to put them underwater and simulate all that stuff because they had to put them in these planes.
Yeah. Why would they have to be underwater?
In case the plane crashes in the water. You have to know how to get out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number is 222-6000. 6 in 10 Americans think they could be an action movie star. Tommy disagrees because he thinks action movie stars do all of the action in the action movies.
You think you could handle the danger zone?
Yeah. There's a highway to it. Just get on the exit.
Good luck.
Get on the on-ramp and you're on the highway to the danger zone.
You gotta get on your crush rocket.
Wait, your mom's there? So there is one thing in this study that it's a little bit funny. 35% of people say they use action fitness stars as their, or excuse me, action movie stars as their fitness goals.
Oh.
You start working out because you want to look like that person is all right on the screen.
But and you idolize.
That's insanity.
Don't like, women do this a lot?
What do you mean?
They want to look like a certain movie star's like butt or something.
Are you talking about when it comes to like plastic surgery? Because
no,
I've
but just
seen
how
that.
Their bodies look. Like Halle Berry, she does a lot of physical
hey,
movies.
Hey, Jimmy, you think a lot of women want to look like Halle Berry? Like what's the question you just asked, you idiot?
They want to look
like
this.
I would say this is more of a dude thing because you're going to see that guy with the ripped abs and the muscles.
What
and
about
think
the big
can,
boobies
can,
on the girls?
But again, like you can't Bubbles. Just grow boobs. Like you have.
You know that's right. Preach, sister. Try as you write.
Like there are some women I look at.
Try as you write. You are the dumbest person I've ever met. Hey, you think try as they write, a lot of women want to look like Halle Berry?
Like as a woman, like there are some body types I just know that I can't physically look like that. Where I don't know if dudes have that same mentality when it comes to guys who are like jacked, right?
But we should because like here's the thing. Like let's use who's the guy that played Captain America?
Chris Evans.
Okay, yeah, that's him, right? Like that guy had to get in like unbelievable shape for that movie, right? Not only are they already great looking and probably genetically predisposed to what you're seeing because they're already tall and handsome, right? They're working out 3 times a day with the best trainers on the planet.
And they got to eat all that crap.
It's paid for by the studio. Yeah. They have a nutritionist that keeps them on a strict diet, and their only job for months is to look like that. It is physically impossible for an average human being, no matter how hard you work with all the other stuff going on in your life, to ever look like that man. So why would you use that as your fitness goal? You're going to fail.
Yeah, but
well, you know what it is too.
Fail anyway. What you do?
Some of those guys, and that's probably a good example of it. Like they gain and lose weight for different roles, so you see them going up and down with their weight, and you're like, ah, if that guy can do it in 40 days, why shouldn't I be able to?
Because they're working out in 40 days what you normally work out in 3 years.
Yeah, true.
And that's not a slam to people.
Your fat ass ain't going nowhere.
It's impossible to have that kind of time, right? Like, I mean, look, if you had the motivation and your only job was to get jacked for 6 months, you'd get jacked.
Yeah, you could probably do it.
If you had somebody telling you what to do every day, it would be easier. If you had somebody feeding you what you're supposed to eat every day, it's way easier. Who's got that?
Nobody.
That's what I'm saying. You ain't going to be Chris Hemsworth, and you never will be, or Evans, or whatever. I can't keep track.
Nah, they were both in those movies. So.
Okay. Is that Thor?
Yeah. Hemsworth.
Any more Jack guys you want to think about?
You were the one telling me that
guys?
Just said Tom Cruise is beautiful. He's a handsome man. That's a good-looking guy, man, my age.
There have to be some guys you look at and you think that's...
Unattainable.
Yeah, like you have to like look at like The Rock. Like you know you're never going to look like
Rock.
The Rock
looks like he looks comical.
Like are there guys that genuinely believe they could look like that if they wanted to?
Can't. There's no way. Have you ever seen what his gym and his house looks like?
No, I have not. But you have.
I have. He videotapes himself in there all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And?
I wasn't looking at the gym actually. I don't know. Yeah, no, it's like it's better than any gym you've ever walked
into. Yeah, he's a bazillionaire. He doesn't have like your busted exercise ball in your dingy basement.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that guy's where he works out is better in his house than any gym you've ever been to in your life.
Yes. But he also looks ridiculous.
Yes.
Like, there's in shape, and then there's like, you look ridiculous.
All right. What celebrity do you think you could attain their body? Like, do you think you could look like Tom Cruise? Because he's not like jacked.
He's kind of a small guy.
Yeah.
I think I could get to Jimmy Kimmel. If I really focus, like a nutritionist, exercise, I think I could get Kimmeled.
Kimmy, do you
Kimmel cut.
Have you reached the age where you know you're never going to look like those women that are on TV?
I think you reach that very early in life as a girl. Like you want to. I'm not saying like you don't want to look better, but I think you look at other women and think that there's just so many different body types. You know what I mean? Like without surgery, without surgery, I'm never going to look like that. You know?
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't know what you mean.
Right, yeah, I'm agreeing. Yeah. It's tough. It's tough
like,
out there.
Like, most women can't look like Kim Kardashian no matter how hard they work.
Well, Kim Kardashian can't even look like Kim
Kardashian.
Yeah,
but that's all fake.
But that's my point. Okay. I think we realize a lot of it is fake, or you got a lot of help.
Could you never say them hips is out of
control? Bro, them hips is out of control.
Bro, she's gotten to the point where she's not even...
She's an hourglass.
She looks like an alien. Between her face and her body and everything, she looks like an alien.
Yeah.
Like, there was a point where I was like...
The kind you want to see.
Okay.
Like, well, I don't want the one that got punched out in Independence Day.
Phone number is 222-6000.
He wants a sexy alien.
Well, if you're going to get invaded, let's just sex it up, man. I'll follow them hips.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.